is that he drove to New York City to sell the van for $5,000 worth of cocaine on the morning of September 11th, 2001. He watched the second plane hit the second tower and turned around and came home to Atlanta. When he got there, the police arrested him. He'd broken probation, of course. Spent the next 24 months back in jail. He was kind of upset about the whole thing on the front end, but our people all just kept loving him through the whole thing, writing him, spending time with him. He finally got back out. I remember how awesome it was to see him up there serving the Lord's Supper again. Home where he belongs. Home where he belongs. And now as he's finished his drug counseling program and he's helping other addicts, what he's saying is thanks for the people that stuck with the road. Thanks for helping me stay with the road. And there is a trail of captives behind me that Jesus is leading in triumphant procession. And he will give gifts to men. And among those gifts will be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints of God's people for works of service to build up the body of Christ. Do we need to talk about this for the next 3 days? You bet we do, because we have been declining for years and we've closed our eyes to it. We've said that it is more important to hang on to some traditions than it is to repent before Almighty God that we are not bringing souls to Christ like we should. How in the world can we say it to him, amen? How can we ignore the most gracious command for Jesus to say, you know what, here's what I'd like to do. Instead of me staying here and having all the fun bringing people to the Father, how about if I just tell you to go into all the nations, make disciples of everybody, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then go teach them to obey everything I taught you to obey, and I'll be with you. Let's go do this. And we know more about teaching that verse than we have accepted about living that verse, but we don't repent. Why not? Why don't we take a knee before the Father and say, you know what? I cannot believe how far I've drifted from some of the simplest things you asked me to do.